Welcome to Lawful Government. Welcome to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, today we've got, I'm close to San Antonio over here. I'm about 25 miles from San Antonio. And they got this thing called Proposition A going on over here in San Antonio. And, you know, it just appears to me that the American people, maybe we shouldn't even call them the American people anymore. We should just call them the people. They really don't know what lawful government is. They really don't know what form of government we actually have or we're given, because they don't know how to operate it. They don't know how to alter it. They don't know how to do any of it. I mean, this Proposition A is simply unlawful in terms of what it does with government. And First of all, I'm going to read this article or portions of an article in the Texas Tribune, and I think it came out several days ago, and it's written by Patrick Svitek, S-V-I-T-E-K, and the title of it is San Antonio to Vote on Progressive Wish List on Abortion, Marijuana, and Low-Level Arrest. So I guess the main thing here, he listed them right here in the title, is it's going to make abortion completely legal again in the state of Texas, or if not legal, to make it unprosecuted for doing it, or uninvestigated and unprosecuted. And also marijuana up to 4 ounces in your possession. So you won't be cited and you won't be arrested. And the same thing for abortion. And then the low-level arrest, meaning that the police will no longer have the option, which they do presently right now. I didn't know that, but they have the option of citing you. Basically giving you a ticket, or arresting you, or both, or whatever. And for crimes less than $750. So, you know, what that means is you can go into a fine restaurant and eat well and walk the check, and, you know, they'll be upset, but they can't do anything to you, and the police won't do anything to you either. And you can also graffiti somebody's building, spray it all up, write all sorts of curse words all over it. And as long as it doesn't cost more than $2,500 to repair, then you cannot be cited or arrested. Well, I got news for you. I mean, that's not a Republican form of government. So you can't have that in Texas. Let me read to you again. I have to just keep pounding this. It just keeps coming back in my mind. We don't get it. The people, our people in office don't get it. I mean, I'm surprised that they would even allow this as a proposition. I don't think all elections are lawful. I think this particular election, and this certainly this provision of, is not a lawful election, because the people simply don't have authority in themselves to pass this or to delegate this to the city. Because what this is really doing is it's authorizing low-level crime. You see, if you make something legal, it authorizes it. You're authorizing theft. You yourself do not have authority to go eat somebody's food in their restaurant and not pay for it. You don't have that authority to do that. So how can you delegate something like that to the city? of San Antonio. Yeah, this is, and that's what the election is, right? It's a delegation of authority. It's not just a how do you feel thing. It's a delegation of authority. That's what voting is. It's a delegation of authority from you to the state or to the city in this case. So, and how can a city, you know, now Mark Anderson would like this because he's focused in on a lot of this stuff about the cities. I forgot what they call this movement is to move around state constitutions and federal constitutions through cities, through the elections in cities. Well, you know, this reminds me of something like the Greek city states, where, you know, a city was a state. And that's what they're trying to do. They find it too bulky and cumbersome and futile to argue their case in front of the federal legislature, in front of the federal Congress. They find it too bulky to do at the state level, in its state Congress, House of Representatives and Senate. So, because why? Because they can't make a good argument out of it. It won't fly. So they try to get it done through these cities. And there are big major players with lots of money that are funding all these efforts to do at the city level. So I guess we're going back to the Greek city-states, you know. We're going back 2,000 years. Well, let's go back 2,000 years. Let's go back and really find out what Aristotle and Plato said about democracy. They said it was tyranny by the majority. And that's what these people are doing with this voting. You cannot authorize theft. You can't delegate that to the cities. You can't delegate that to authorize, and that's what you're doing, just allowing crime. No, crime, the whole purpose of government, of lawful government, is the protection of property. Can we get that through our mind? Let's just say it together. The sole purpose of lawful government is the protection of property, consisting of the life, the liberty, and the possessions of each and every individual in it. Now, is a restaurant owner, a business owner, is he a person in the state that has property? Yeah. Yeah, he is. So what should the state be doing? What should the city be doing about his property? Protecting his property against what? Every attempt to harm it. Now, that doesn't matter whether you're skipping a check at a restaurant for $5 or $749. If you're walking a check for $5, you ought to go to jail. Yeah, that'd be lawful government. Now, here these morons, and you know, here one thing I don't like about this article here, it refers to these people as progressive. Who thought of that crappy name for tyranny? It should, the name of this article, the heading of this article should be San Antonio to vote on tyrant's wish list on abortion, marijuana, and low-level arrest. Yeah, it's tyranny. Tyranny by the majority. So let's go back. Let's go back and look at what it says in Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution. All political power is inherent in the people. What? Inherent means also rest. All political power rests in the people. Now, that doesn't mean that all political power should mean that all the power that's obtainable rests in the people. Because, see, all authority does not rest. People, individuals, don't have a right to do anything and everything they want to, like walk a check, like steal some groceries for $749 and walk it. They don't have authority to do that. So is that political power? You mean so these people think that they can go down and get in a magic box and vote what they don't have, and delegate that, pass a law that everybody can do that, authorizing theft? Let's go back. Article 1, Section 2, quote, all political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit. But let's stop right there. Again, founded on their authority. Well, what happens when they don't have authority to do something? Well, it simply means the government can't get it. The city can't get it. The state can't get it. The federal government can't get it. Why? Because you ain't got it. Can we get that through our mind? You know, a lot of people just can't get it. I told that to a very smart person that had a great, great radio show in California. Been around all this kind of stuff. And I told her, I said, you know, welcome to Texas, where the state has no more authority than you sitting right there having yourself. And she said, you mean the government doesn't have more authority than I do? I said, that's exactly right. They have no more authority than you do. They can't get it. And we're all the same. She hadn't got it, then I haven't got it. If I haven't got it, she hadn't got it. If I ain't got it, you ain't got it. And that means we all together, we all get together and go in a magic box called the voting booth. We can't delegate it because we ain't got it. It would be magic, you know. And see, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to do magic. They're trying to make government on magic, basing it on something people don't have, even in themselves. So again, let's continue on the Article 1, Section 2. The faith of the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of a republican form of government. And subject to this limitation only, they have at all times the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they may think expedient. Yes, but subject to what? Subject to the limitation that the government of Texas shall be in the Republican form. And what is the Republican form? That's not Democrats and Republicans. That's not the Republican platform or all that party poop. What it is what we just got through reading above it. A Republican form of government is one that has no more authority than you and yourself has, and is instituted for your benefit. And if it doesn't fit that, you don't have a lawful government in Texas. Now, you know, if they start passing laws like Proposition A in San Antonio, it's just high time that we get a new state government completely, and we base the new one on that right there. Article 1, Section 2, we ought to just take that over again and say, yes, sir, we're going to do a new government, and it's based on the Republican form. If the individual doesn't have authority, he cannot delegate that to the state. He cannot delegate what he doesn't have. That's the old one of the oldest political maxims in the world. It's called the law of delegated authority. No one can delegate to another more authority than they hold in themselves. Amen. And that's what the Republican form of government is. It's not, let's all get together now, and let's have a vote on whether we're going to have some killing some babies and ripping out some, killing some of them fetuses, and we got to get some, well, let's go steal some. So, well, people that ain't got enough food, they ought to be able to just go down there and eat what they want and walk the check. And, you know, if they feel like expressing themselves on the side of a building, you know, they ought to be able to, you know, paint some beautiful pictures, you know. Somebody having sex on the side of the wall and write some just beautiful words that you'd love to see written on the building. You know, they ought to have a right to do that. What? What? And this is progressive? If this isn't digressive and regressive, we're going back to the Stone Age on this, friends. This isn't progressive anything. I mean, I'm sorry, I just had to say all that. I was going to read some of this article. Maybe I'll do that when we get back after the bottom of the hour. I'll try to read some of it so you can be informed on some names of some of these, what I'd like to call tyrants. And what else can you call that? We need to learn some definitions. Tyranny. What is tyranny? The exercise of power without authority. So are these progressive? What the hell does progressive mean? Are they, see, they use these euphemisms. Progressive is a euphemism for tyrant, for tyranny. Well, I don't think we ought to call it progressive. It ain't progressive. It's digressive. It's regressive. It's tyranny. We've done that. We've been there. We know it doesn't work. We've slaughtered people in defense of liberty in order to get away from tyranny. We don't want any more tyranny. We don't want thugs and thieves stealing our stuff. I can't believe that this even needs to be said. You know, I must say, I think I'm the prophet that's going to be exonerated in the next few years. I'm the only one saying that this thing is dissolved completely, 100%, and we are in need of new lawful government. Because even those in the office don't get it. They don't know what they're sitting in the driver's seat of. They don't know how to operate the vehicle. We're electing people that don't know how to operate the office. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Search for Lawful Government here with Ron Avery at republicbroadcasting.org. And, you know, I just want to reiterate, too, this idea. I think it's kind of amusing that in this age of the movement, of the borderless world movement, that these same people that are sponsoring this borderless world are the same ones that are sponsoring the autonomous and sovereign city-state movements. So they can see the reason why they're doing that is so they can circumvent the constitutions of the federal and state governments. They want to be able to directly control people through cities, city elections, democracy at the city level, not the state or federal level, because they have constitutions. Cities actually don't have constitutions. They have a charter, maybe, or that they have, you know, their subdivision of the state, but they didn't create a constitution in a state, in a city. So these same people that are pushing for a borderless world and keep the borders open on the south with the Mexicans and everybody else from Mexico flowing in here, keep that flow moving, so they can what? Dilute the population where it's already ignorant to the bone marrow. They want to keep it even more ignorant, make it even more ignorant. And then they can push this autonomous and sovereign city movement so that they can make law at the local level. It even says that in here in the article, that they want to use the ballot box at the local level to change government. Well, here it is. I'll read it right here. The quote, the fight in San Antonio, home to 1.5 million people, second only to Houston and Texas, represents a critical movement for the long mounting struggle between a deeply conservative state government and heavily Democratic big cities. And it comes as Texas progressives have increasingly turned to the local ballot box to not only push for policy change, but to organize Democrats year-round. Okay, I'm going to read just a little more, too, because you'll learn some names here and who's doing that. That has been the modus operandi of Ground Game Texas. That's Ground Game Texas, started in 2021 by two former congressional candidates from the Austin area, Mike Siegel and Julie Oliver. They have successfully led several ballot initiatives in smaller cities across Texas to do things like decriminalize marijuana, though they have encountered resistance, including most recently a legal challenge from local officials wary of defying state law. Okay, well, there you go. There are some names you can hang your hat on and complain to somebody about. And the Ground Game Texas, that's what it's called. And what are they doing? They're using the local ballot box, the city ballot boxes, to circumvent state and federal constitutions. And what is this thing about the abortion thing that's in this Proposition A in San Antonio? What is that doing? That's skirting the federal constitution, the recent Supreme Court ruling. Reversing Roe versus Wade. Now they don't like that. And Texas has decided on in their thing that they're not going to have abortion. Well, we just want to keep killing the babies. We got to keep doing that. And so we're going to have to vote down here at the city level. No, you're not. First of all, they should not have allowed the construction of this proposition and should not have even allowed it on the ballot. You know, if I want to hold an election that we get to vote on whether or not we're going to be slaves, where every one of us has to work 10 days a month on road construction, could we have such an election? Well, I mean, I don't know why not. Why couldn't I just go down there and do that and get that on the ballot, get some signatures? Would that be lawful? Hell no. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. You know, some of these old songs, you look back on them, and I don't know that I like the words to these things anymore. You can go your own way. It don't matter what other people say. Well, you know, that's kind of true, but it's not totally true. We can't go our own way. This is fallen man. We are fallen people. And this very proposition A is going their own way. Can you go your own way? No, you can't go your own way. You got to go God's way. You got to go the way of principle. You got to follow principles. You know, that's how you find out. That's actually how you find God. You stumble around going your own way until you finally make so many mistakes. You know, you just kind of say, dang, this ain't working out very well. My own way ain't very good. What is the matter with my way? I am not doing well. Well, what it is, you're violating the principles of the kingdom of heaven on earth. You're violating them. And we go, whoa, you know, hey, what are the principles? Yeah, maybe I better find out something here, something I don't know about, but it sure is messing up my life here. I am not one happy camper anymore. This is a mess. And to come up with any other kind of conclusion is the wrong conclusion. It's not somebody else always, and it's not something else. It's you that ain't following the program. Yeah, there's a program out here. God's program is the program. And there's principles. And some of our Christian forefathers have found out some of these principles over 2,000 years since Christ was here. They found out some of the rules and principles of the kingdom of heaven on earth. And we built a government off of these principles. It was called the principles of property that relate to every man the same. Even whether they be Christian or not. But the principles were Presbyterian principles of property. And they applied to every man, redeemed or not. They have property. And government must protect the property of all. Or it's not lawful government. So, I'm going to read some more of this article to you. Let me cover what the name of it is again. It's San Antonio to vote on progressive wish list on abortion, marijuana, and low-level arrest. It's by Patrick Svitek, and it's the Texas Tribune article. I think it came out actually maybe even 7 days ago. I think this came out on April 20th. I just found it last night. But I was just kind of blown away with it. And then here we go. Progressives are also mounting a serious effort on the May 6th ballot in El Paso, pushing a proposition that would require the city to adopt an ambitious policy to address climate change. And in Austin, voters will decide on dueling propositions relating to police oversight. Well, climate change in El Paso? Really? That's another thing, really. The climate. There are very powerful people that are pushing these agendas for their own benefit. Climate change, as if the people can alter the climate one way or the other. This is part of God's program again. God controls the planet. God controls the rotation of the earth. God controls the sunshine, and it's the rotation of the earth and the moon. He controls the solar system. He controls the Milky Way galaxy. He controls the galaxies. He controls all of heaven. And guess what his real promise is? I'll take care of all that stuff if you guys take care of one another. Love one another. Don't violate the property of another. Respect people's property. Do not infringe upon their life, their liberty, or their possessions. Don't even want it. Don't want that. Don't be wanting that. Definitely don't be taking that. That's a violation. That's called a sin, man. And there's repercussions for that stuff. Whether they have a law for this or not, whether you're prosecuted or not, there's a penalty for that. And you'll discover it. Yeah, you discover these principles. Now, these discovered principles over a period of time can be actually brought into the law where they are civilly enforced by civil government, which they should be. The principles that are discovered in the kingdom of heaven on earth should be enforced by civil government. Yeah, what would be wrong with saying, enforcing that rule? Don't steal. Don't be stealing your neighbor's stuff, because you're going to go to jail for that. Now, there's other penalties. You're not going to be with Christ and God. You're not going to be at one with them while you're stealing people's property. So anyway, continuing at this, I keep getting off on that. I mean, I have a lot to say about this thing. Anyway, continuing here. Let's see. I'm going to go down here. Okay, this proposal, Proposition A, contains a variety of different radical proposals that have been packaged together to confuse Texans. And it is imperative that this effort be stopped before it is too late. That was said by Attorney General Ken Paxton, quoted here in this article. Carrying on here, Paxton's office did not respond to a request for comment on how the agency would respond if Proposition A were to pass in San Antonio. Okay, the legislature, Republicans are advancing legislation that would prevent local governments from regulating a broad range of policy areas unless explicitly permitted to do so by the state. The bill, which Abbott has endorsed, received final approval from the House on Wednesday, sending it to the Senate. Well, hallelujah. Wow, I think that's pretty good. I got to hand it to Abbott on that. That should precisely be the deal. A city is nothing more than a subdivision of the state. I read that to you last Tuesday. That's out of the civil practice the Texas Civil Practice and Remedy Code. And it tells you what a city is. It tells you what a school district is. They're subdivisions of the state of Texas. Of course, that means they're liars when they say that the state does not have a property tax. Well, oh no, it doesn't. The state subdivisions have a property tax. Oh, big damn deal. Well, isn't it the state? I mean, let's not get so confused here. See, these people are confusing themselves with all this stuff in order to do things. Okay, city attorney questions proposition's enforceability. Under the Texas Constitution, cities with 5,000 or more people can hold elections to amend their charters. But the changes cannot be inconsistent with the Constitution or laws passed by the legislature. Well, hallelujah. Why not? That would mean that the city would have more authority than the state. Now, you explain that to me, how a subdivision of the state would have more authority than the state. And I asked the Supreme Court of Texas, and I asked the Fourth Court of Appeals in Texas, for that very thing. Tell me why a subdivision of the state of Texas, a school district, can have a property tax when the state is forbidden to have a property tax. Oh, you mean how can a subpart of a whole have more authority than the whole? You see, that doesn't make sense, does it? Now, see, they're bitching about it here because they see how bad this is. But when I claim about it, about property tax, doing the same damn thing, a school district had taken more authority than the state has, they thought that was A-OK. No, it ain't OK. Let's all get consistent here and start having some lawful government. A subdivision cannot have more authority than that which is it a part of. A subdivision of the state can have no more authority than the state. That means the school districts cannot charge a property tax under Article 8, Section 1-E. And it also means they can't have any kind of climate change provision. They can wad that up and stuff it. Okay, Now, on the day the city verified the petition signatures, that means when they got this stupid thing on the ballot, the city attorney, Andy Segovia, said all but one part of the proposition, the justice director position, would run afoul of state law and thus be unenforceable. Proposition A organizers pushed back, saying Segovia's comments amounted to advocacy and that his job should be to defend the will of the voters. Well, they're just full of caca. His job is not to defend the will of the voters who have no authority to do what they voted for. In other words, to defend tyrannical democracy. His job is to defend the law, to defend the Republican form of government, to defend that the government can have no more authority than each individual. Well, obviously, how come this thing would be unenforceable? How do you enforce theft? Now, we're just going to enforce this theft thing. Everybody can, y'all just go on in there and can you imagine what would happen in one store in 1 hour? If the neighborhood people went in there and everybody took a little calculator with them and put the things in their basket till they got up to $720, $30 or so and walk out of the store. Have we lost our ever-loving mind? And we're wondering why kids shoot themselves in school. And all this crap is going on, conducted by grown individuals who are supposed to know something. Are our public schools doing very well? Did these people go to school? Yeah, they went to school, didn't they? What kind of damn school did they go to? How do you get a degree when the sole purpose of public education, Article 7, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, says that the purpose of public school is to teach the student how to defend their life and liberty and property. Property's got to go with that. If you don't have any property, you don't have any way of defending your life and liberty. Those three things go together. Well, have they been doing a good job? I don't think so. Well, anyway, we have a caller, and since I've been kind of rambling on anyway, I'm going to take her. Pat from Fort Worth, how you doing?
Hey, Ron. I just wanted to talk to you about the Convention of States by Mark Levin.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I hope you don't like it.
Well, this guy's an idiot. That whole movement's idiots.
Okay, good.
first of all, they're trying to do something through a dissolved government. I don't fool around with dissolved government. You're not going to do anything with a dissolved government. You've got to create a new one. And if you start playing around with those people that are sitting around in dissolved governments, they're gonna foul you up before you get started. Besides, you're even admitting that all that tyranny that they've turned it into is A-okay, and you're going to follow their rules through tyranny to come up with something. I mean, its whole thing is backwards. It's putting the cart before the horse.
Well, what I think I see going on is that the communists are so close to taking us, they're not going to give up very easy. And people can get confused real easy. Another thing going on is the proposed constitution for the new states of America. Have you ever seen that?
No, I don't think so. I think you told me about that one time before. I think I did. I think I did review that. That was total nonsense. Yeah, I think I read that thing. That's pure garbage. There's another website out there too. that, yes, let's skip the break, Mike. Thank you. There's another, in fact, I have a link to that website at lawfulgovernment.com it has all the constitutions of the world on there. And, but this new thing that they've written is so convoluted, and so you can tell that the people that have written it really don't have a clue about what lawful government is. They don't start with the fundamental premise of what lawful government is. Therefore, they stray away from it. It's kind of like a wish list. Let's just do this, and let's just do that, and let's just do this and that. Well, that's not what government is. You can't have it just, let's do this and do that, and then vote not to do this and not do that. That's not what government is. Government's based on sound fundamental principles that never change, ever.
Well, that's one of the main things that's on the first of four pages of this running down this here New States Constitution, and it says it would allow private property to be taken without due process.
They've already essentially taken it, I mean, I don't doubt it. They would definitely do that. Let's bring Earl on at the same time, because Earl might want to talk to Pat as well. Earl from Texas, you can join us.
Yes, good afternoon, Ron. I appreciate you taking my phone call and appreciate your program here.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with the, I'm trying to look it up right now, on the property tax at 157?
I'm very familiar with property taxes, but I don't know where you're going with 157. I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'm trying to get to the right place. I should have had it there before I called you, but I was quite busy. But
that's all right. Well, maybe
okay. Here it is. On the 21st of August in 1879, Texas legislature passed the act labeled Chapter 157, and this primarily, when it was talking about persons, it's primarily talking about corporations and the railroad and et cetera, not natural persons to be taxed.
Well, no matter what all they wrote about it at all, it all applies to individuals. And I know so many people that have tried to say that the property tax only applies to businesses or income producing properties, and I can guarantee you all those people have fallen flat on their face in the courts. And not that they're not right, but see, I even go further than that. I believe that no property in America can be taxed, period, because it's all, as Thomas Jefferson said, it is all of the allodial nature, every bit of it. The exception to the rule, the only exception to the rule of property taxation, would be to a showing that William the Norman or one of his successors has conquered the property you own. Well, there's nobody in the United States that can prove that William the Norman conquered their property. So all property in America, in which exactly what Thomas Jefferson said after saying that, he said, all property in America is of the allodial nature. It is unalienable for the taxation, for the creation or support of government, period. Amen. And so who cares whether it's income producing or you're living in it or any of that, it's untaxable.
Okay, sounds so good. Now, where can I find that out, that quote from Jefferson? You have it in
I'm sorry?
Where can I find that quote that you just quoted?
You bet. Jefferson? You bet. I'm going to give it to you. You go to Suit, SUEIT.org, and scroll down and click on the middle link at the bottom of the page, which is Avery Sue's Guadalupe County Appraisal District, and it'll take you to the website that'll have all of that information on there, and nice, pretty flyers. You can print them out, fold them, and they make little bifold flyers, and it's got all that information on it.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm with Freedom Texas, and we have a petition drive against to eliminate the property tax. And if anybody would like to, from Texas, to request a petition form, you can write to us at P.O. Box 369. That's in Venus, Texas.
I'm having a hard time understanding that. What, Texas?
Venus, V-E-N-U-S, 76084.
Yeah, Venus, Texas. Never heard of it.
Venus.
Venus, like the planet Venus?
Yes.
Venus, Texas. Okay, yeah. Well, you're going to have to probably call me to give me that information, because I'm not getting it or writing it down. So, but anyway, and you can get my email from this website here at the republicbroadcasting.org. Go to my homepage, and it's got all my contact information, websites, and everything. But anyway, and Pat, do you have any more to say? We got only a few seconds here.
No, I just wanted to make people aware that when you say kick the Constitution to the street and you kick Mark Levin to the street, COS, you might end up with this here new state's Constitution.
No, we're not going to do that. I've seen that. We can't do that. It's got to be a lawful government. It's got to be a Republican form. We know what that is. And that thing that they've written is not in a Republican form or even based on principles of lawful government. We can't do that. That ain't happening. Anyway, thank you both Earl and Pat for calling. And I'm sorry sometimes I don't hear so good. But anyway, we'll see you next Tuesday. Have a good weekend.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.